Welcome. Come on in. You're in the league office with the commish. This week, we're going to go through preseason rankings, where I have every one of your teams ranked out at based off of what's going on with their team real time and what kind of impact that's going to have on your players. Also, how they performed last year and into the offseason, and realistically, where I see them finishing this year. I don't use those fake-ass ESPN stats and however they come up with whatever they come up with, because let's face it, they're about as accurate as Madden going into the season. So, without any more further ado, welcome to another episode. Here we go. All right, jumping right into it. Our number 12 team, the last place team I have on our list, is going to be Jake Johnson's team. I don't hate this team necessarily, but it's not a great team. The things I do like about this team is Baker Mayfield. I think Baker has an awesome competitive spirit, and I think he's going to do a lot in Cleveland this year. I know the standard is set high for him this year, but I think he's going to deliver. I also like Carlos Hyde, especially with Carlos Hyde going to Houston. I definitely think he could be a huge check down for Watson. He has awesome hands out of the backfield, and I think in a PPR league, he's going to do great. And the third person I like on this team is Debo. Like, because the dude's name is fucking Debo. How can you dislike a dude whose name is Debo? Unfortunately, though, the dislikes for this team far outweigh the likes. I don't like Drew Brees. I had him on my team last year. Dude never delivers when you're in clutch. There has never been a championship team where Drew Brees has been the fantasy quarterback. Dude does not finish at the end of the year. He's not going to be flashy. He's not Drew Brees of the past. He's going to get some points, but he's not my man. He's not my guy. He's not going to be the steady Eddie to get you to a championship. I definitely dislike Todd Gurley. I think we've all seen and know that he cannot handle a large workload, so his production level is going to go way down. I'm not going to be the guy that says that he's going to have awesome runs anymore. I don't think he has it in him anymore. I think he's going to be a tier two back, and he's just going to drop off the face of the earth. AJ Green, he's already hurt this year, and obviously he's dealt with injuries the past couple seasons. I don't think he's going to have the production level, if he even gets on the field for any kind of production, that he has in the past. Also, Josh Gordon, no way I trust this dude. No way. There's absolutely no way. It's an intriguing pick because dude is super talented, but this dude is also a head case, and there's no way I trust him. Odell going right into a head case. I think that Odell's going to have issues. That dude could not be happy in the Giants being the face of the franchise. How in the hell is he going to be happy in Cleveland? I just don't see it working out very well. DeSean Jackson, unreliable. He had 33 points, his highest point last year, and he scored above 20 points twice all of last season. Not what I'm looking for from a top tier running wide receiver. And then last, Damian Williams, with three backs now with the Chiefs, his production is going to fall off. I think he's a good back. I just think he's going to have issues fighting for the ball with two other backs in the backfield. Overall, yikes, man. Just not a good team, and that's why I chose you at number 12. Coming in at number 11, I got the Blood Farts 3.0 with Pat's team. I think, Pat, you dropped the ball taking Kelce, number one pick, number ninth overall. I do like Kelce, but I definitely do not think that he's going to get the yardage and the points on the receptions that another wide receiver taken around the same time would have gotten you. I do like that Tom Brady's on your team. Tom Brady's going to be steady fucking Eddie. Tom Brady always is steady. He's going to get you 20 points every week. He's not going to be flashy like he was, but he's going to get yards. He's going to put some points on the board. I also like that LeSean McCoy's on the team. His stock definitely went up going to KC. I see him get some touches, catching the ball out of the backfield, maybe lining up in that slot spot a couple times. But he's gonna get you some points there. Darwin Thompson, I like this guy, but I'm still worried now with McCoy coming in. It's gonna be interesting to see what they do in that backfield. And then also Fournette's another steady Eddie guy. He's going to get you some points in and out as long as he stays healthy this year. Dislikes for this team. I do not like Larry Fitzgerald going anymore. He's one of my favorite players, but he's on the other end of things. They got some young wide receivers that are going to take over there. And also with Kyler Murray throwing the ball, I just don't see the production that Larry Fitzgerald has had, which the last couple seasons, let's be honest, haven't been that great. He had 107 receptions last year, 6 TDs. He's never been a TD kind of guy, and I don't see that changing, especially with Murray at the helm. And my other dislikes is pretty much everybody on the fucking team. Like, I just think that this team is not a good team. Like, I see it battling for the 12th spot. You're going to have your hands full with this one. Kelce, Brady, and Fournette are going to bring some solid points. But there's a lot of wild cards with this one. There's a lot of potential. You got some risk going on. But I just see this team not living up to the hype. And it's going to finish out number 11. Best you'll do is number 9. Number 10 goes to Shane's second attempt. I don't even know what the fuck that means, Kyle. This is Kyle's team. Stupid name. You know it's got to be Kyle's team. Obviously, I like Barkley going in at number 1. He's a stud. He's going to be premier back. He's going to catch a lot of fucking balls out of the backfield. And again, he's going to carry that team. I like the Kenyon Drake. I think that he's going to be... he's going to be a factor even with nothing going on around him down in Miami. I think he's going to be a factor. He's got hands out the backfield. I do like D.D. Westbrook. His stock is rising, especially with Nick Foles. If Nick Foles can be healthy and have a good year, D.D. Westbrook is going to have a good year. But D.D. Westbrook's success relies on Nick Foles having a great year. And I like T.Y. Hilton because that's my boy. I'm not too concerned with the quarterback situation. Sure, he's going to see a drop in production. But as a premier wide receiver in the league, T.Y. Hilton's going to handle that, and he's going to be all right. Dislikes. I dislike Kirk Cousins. Like, the dude is whack. I just don't like him. Mike Evans, he's on the downside. He's not going to be a top 15 tight end this year. Mark my words. Hunter Henry and Trey Burton, again, mediocre at best. I don't see big points coming out of those guys, especially consistency. Justice Hill, he's a long shot, especially with three running backs in the backfield already. Three good backs. He's going to be splitting it at best. And everybody else on this team. Again, this team to me is crap. You're going to spend a lot of time on the waiver wire. If you can get a few things changed around, you may be in a position to climb up the ladder. But for me, if I were going to name this team, Kyle, I would have named them the Giants, because Barkley is going to have to carry them as much as he has to carry his team. Number 9, here for the beer because he's definitely not here to play fantasy football. We got Jimmy's team. The things I like about this team, you got Chris Carson, Tariq Cohen, Tevin Coleman, and John Brown. I feel like those four will be able to put up some points, but it's not going to be on a consistent basis. I do feel like they're going to have some games where those all four of them just go off and go nuts, and that's going to make this team competitive. That's why I dropped you in the number 9 spot. The things that I dislike about this team, you got Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback and two other QBs on the roster. Why the hell do you need three QBs on the roster? I'm just confused by that. I also dislike the Witten and Dak. I think that the Cowboys are going to shit the bed this year. I'd never have been a Dak fan, and Jason probably should have stayed retired. He's going to come back and show that the old man should probably not be running routes anymore. I don't like Melvin Gordon. He has no home that he likes. He's not going to play ball. Julio Jones, downward slide. You got some very young, talented wide receivers in Atlanta. Julio is going to see this year his age, and he's gonna give up quite a bit of his reception productions to those guys. Even though last year he didn't have a stellar year, he definitely started sharing the production value there. Will Fuller's stock value dropped. It plummeted when Kenny Stills came to Houston. So Will Fuller's, he's a byproduct now. And Devontae Adams, I really think that he was unreliable last year and with the Packers' struggles. And I'm just not convinced that the Packers are going to come back and be the team that they were before. But I do see, again, the four that I named off in the beginning, it's going to make this team competitive and you're going to get some wins, but it's not going to be enough to get you a top-tier team. Number 8, Cheesehead a lot of dicks. Jacob's team. I see this team, it's projected at 2 or 4 for week 1 out of the draft. He was at number 2, now he's dropped to number 4. This is where I don't understand how ESPN is coming up with this bullshit, because there is no way in hell that this is a number 4 team. Things I like about this team, O.J. Howard. I do believe O.J. Howard is going to have a top 10 tight end finish. Jordan Howard, I like Jordan Howard. I think he's going to have a pretty good year. Dislikes about this team, I dislike this whole damn team. If I could have dropped you lower, I would have. I don't think with Zeke is your first pick, number 4 overall, and he doesn't even have a contract. It's been so up and down with this guy. Zeke is a head case anyways. Zeke is all over the place. There is no way this dude comes in with a fresh contract, with a clear head, ready to ball out. This dude better be buying the off-brand cereal, because he's not going to be eating this year. The team is pretty much a flop in the making. ESPN's ranking on this team is fucking shit. Zeke is projected at 35.8 points without a fucking team. How are you projected 35 points and you haven't even signed your contract yet? You're holding out. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. ESPN needs to get it together. Even if he does sign, I don't know if he's going to be ready for week 1. He sure as hell is not going to be ready for week 1 with the production value that he should have had. Second and third highest players on this team, the second and third highest ranked players are the defense and the kicker. Come on, man. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that if you're second and third highest player on the team or your defense and your kicker, you're probably sitting on a shithole. Carson Wentz hasn't proved anything to me. I'm not a Carson Wentz fan. Let's see how he does this year. I've never bought into the Carson Wentz stock. With this team, I see it being competitive. Maybe climbing up a couple spots, maybe 5. Maybe Pinnacle is going to be four. No way without Zeke. I got this team finished or starting off the season at number eight. That's where I'm sticking it. Number seven, Dak in a Box, Blake's team. Blake's team came in at five after the draft, and it stayed a solid five currently. The things about I like about this team is Kerryon Johnson. He's going to be a solid top 12 back. Austin Elker, he's going to 77th pick. With the Gordon holdout, this could be a great pickup. I love James Washington. With Juju, his upside is huge. Juju's going to draw a lot of attention. That's going to get James Washington more touches. James Washington was pretty fucking good last year, so I love this pick. And then DeAndre Hopkins, he's going to be strong with Kenny Stills joining the team, and he should be able to get more open because he actually has a receiver that's pretty decent. He's not going to be hung up and get double coverage as much. Things I dislike about this team, I don't like Hooper as your number six. The career season, he has four TDs high and 22 points. That's for the season, he scored four touchdowns. His high was 22 points. If my ceiling on a breakout season is 22 points, that's not very good. I also don't like the 4-game suspension with Chris. Your top player is going to be Hopkins at number one. You have number six tight end, number four defense, and number three kicker. That's why you, my friend, get the vote of a number seventh ranked team. Not a strong team, but you're going to have some points coming to you. Again, not a top tier caliber team. After this break, we're going to go and look at the top half of the league.
This is Hane Senegar with your Fox 59 News Update. Local police are searching for a wild midget on the loose after he escaped from the circus when he was caught having sex with one of the circus elephants. This midget can be described as 4'7" with a large bald head. He is running loose with a bag full of dildos, so please stay vigilant, stay away, and stay alert. If you do see this midget, stay far, far away, as he is known to put his finger in people's butts. Again, if you see this midget running loose, he goes by the name of Kyle Fornes. Please call your local authorities or animal control. Thank you. This has been a news update with Hane Senegar, Fox 59.
Thanks for sticking with us. Welcome back to the commissioner's office. We're moving on with number six. Number six is Hoker's team. The things I like about this team. Mahomes, you just can't dislike this dude. He's going to put up points again this year. Dangerous guy. I also like Kamara. You can't go wrong with having Alvin Kamara on your team. Cortland Sutton, I like this guy. And Noah Fant, he's going to put up some good numbers this year. And Adam Thielen, I think, is going to have a solid year too. All of these guys are going to have some points in the bag, and it's going to make this team very competitive. The things I dislike about this team: Golden Tate, DJ Carp, and CJ Anderson, Josh Jacobs, and DJ Moore. I just feel that all of these guys are unreliable at best. You're going to have to pick and choose when you put them in, because they're going to be hot and they're going to be very cold. Mahomes, Kamara, Thielen, they're going to keep this team relevant. It's going to be up to the others to get this team some wins, but I do see this team as a middle-of-the-pack team finishing around the number six area, and that's why, Hoker, I got you in at number six. Number five, I got Josh's team. Took Tyreek Hill, number one pick, number 11 overall. I definitely like the wide receiving of Juju Smith and Tyreek Hill. Both studs. They're both going to be top three, top five wide receivers in the league. Marlon Mack, without Luck, his stock goes way up. He's going to see more touches this year than he has before. Last year, he had an awesome season. I also think that Philip Lindsay is going to have a great year this year as well, as long as he can stay healthy. Dislikes about this team, Christian Kirk. He makes me nervous with Kyler. There's going to be ups and downs. I do not trust any Arizona wide receivers at this point with Kyler. The whole bench, I dislike this whole bench. You got number 26, number 73, number 47, number 27, number 26, and number 59th ranked player at their positions. I don't see anything coming from this bench. It's going to be so hit and miss that it's going to be hard for this team to get wins. Overall, this team's got a solid core, and you're going to have points on it. But again, I can't hate too much on this team because this is exactly what Josh has done the last three seasons. Last year, he won a championship. The year before that, he won a championship. Exact same kind of teams that he's put together before. He's going to tweak with them. He's going to work with them. He's going to work that waiver wire and make this team good. I think working the waiver wire and what he does normally is going to see this team be a top three team by the end of the year. I have this number team starting off at number five spot. We'll see what he can do from there. But again, anything's possible when Josh is working that waiver wire. He started off the season last year shitty as hell and came out to win a championship. So anything's possible. I don't ever trust his team. Number five. Number four, Michael Markey's team. I absolutely love Christian McCaffrey this year. The kid is a stud last year. He's going to be even more explosive this year. Cam Newton has not proved a damn thing to me, so I think McCaffrey is going to carry this team. I like Matt Ryan. He's going to have yards for days, yo. He finished second last year as QBs. He had 4,900 yards, over 4,900 yards in the season. He has some very explosive wide receivers, and I think that those guys, at the helm of things, he's going to have some explosive deep threats. I like Matt Ryan. Kenny Galloway, he's going to have a breakout year. He had over 1,000 yards receiving last year, 5 touchdowns last year. I definitely think he's going to have a great year. Royce Freeman, again, I think he's going to be solid, man. I see him doing some things this year. He's definitely going to be in for some passing plays, which is going to help him out with PPR this year. And then Dante Moncrief, again, he's an old Colt. He is fast. He's much improved. I think that he's going to show that he's got some tools to use this year, and I think that he's going to do a great job. The things I dislike about this team, I dislike that they're Chargers heavy. They got 4 strong Charger players. I shouldn't say strong. They have 4 Charger players in different positions that I think is gonna weigh a little bit heavy. If the Chargers team does not have an awesome year, those 4 players are not going to produce shit, and it's going to be interesting to see. Sammy Watkins and Mike Williams, I don't trust them. So those are my weak points on this team. Overall, I think this team is very solid. If the Chargers put up some points, they should be very good, and you're going to have some solid points on the team. That's why I got you in at number 4. Before we get into our top 3, let's take a quick break with one of our sponsors. Are you a middle-aged Caucasian male? Do you still claim that Saturdays are for the boys? Would you rather spend your weekend on a boat doing a circle jerk with three of your best friends than anything else? Are you not allowed within 400 yards of a school? Are you alum to the Penn State Shower Club? If so, we got the perfect drink for you. White Claws! White Claws make anything possible. When you drink a White Claw, there are no laws. Touching dicks is totally acceptable when you got a White Claw on your hand. Go to your nearest liquor mart and pick up some White Claws. At number three, we got the Iowa Barnstormers, Fingers team. ESPN has this team ranked number one, both after the draft and currently. I'm not buying it. I put this team at number three. The things I like about this team, David Johnson, he's a stud. He's going to catch a ton of backfield passes, dump-off passes from Kyler Murray this year. I love Kenny Stills' pickup at number 51. That was a great choice, and it just happened to be he gets traded to Houston. He's going to have his production level go up greatly. Eric Ebron, number four, he's going to be a top five tight end. His production value increases with Luck retiring. I do think that he's going to get more dump-off passes. He had a great year last year. I think he's going to have a very solid this year. George Kittle, again, I think he's going to have another solid year. He's going to be one of the top three tight ends in the league this year. The things I dislike about this team are the QBs. Cam Newton, he's a head case. He's coming off injury. I've never been sold on Cam. I'm not going to be sold now. Kyler Murray is going to be so up and down. He's going to cost you a lot of points with his interceptions. But he's also going to be very electrifying when he takes the helm and he's doing Kyler Murray type things. Joe Mixon, I don't think that Joe Mixon is going to be in a place this year where he's going to get a ton of touches because Cincinnati is going to be playing from behind. And I also don't like Peyton Barber because I think that him and Ronnie Jones are going to spend a lot of time splitting things. Overall, I think this team is good. I think they're going to put up a lot of points, and I have them in at number three. The possibility to go up is there, but I think they're a very solid number three pick, and that's why I got you there. Number two. All right, hear me out on this one. I am not stacking the deck. I promise you, listen to me. I will tell you why you will become a believer. Number two is my team, Shane's team. We got Big Ben as QB. This dude is the most reliable quarterback in fantasy history. He always puts up numbers. Always puts up numbers. Lots of TDs, low interception rate. I love Big Ben as your quarterback. Nick Chubb, he's going to be one of the premier backs in the league, especially with Cleveland being able to play some ball this year, move it around, not play from behind all the time. Nick Chubb, he's the man. Derrick Henry. Did you know last year Derrick Henry almost had as many rushing touches as he did receiving touches? Now, what does that matter? Hello, PPR league. He is going to have another huge year where he's going to put up big numbers because he's catching the ball in the backfield. Michael Thomas, I don't need to say anything else besides his name. Michael Thomas, stud. Calvin Ridley, this dude had an awesome year last year. He's going to come in this year and take it over. He's going to be number one, number two wide receiver by the end of the year. Watch it. Jarvis Landry, Odell's going to open things up on the field. People are going to double cover Odell because Odell is Odell. Landry's going to be there. He's going to be open, man. He's going to get the rock quite a few times. TJ Hockenson, dude is going to be a top three tight end. Watch it. Guarantee. Put it down. James White. James White has always been a beast. James White will continue to be a beast. James White is the man on the Patriots. He's going to get split time, but no one else is more steady than James White on the Patriots running back depth chart. Emmanuel Sanders with Flacco, production value goes up a lot. He had shit wide receivers. He had shit quarterbacks last year. He actually has a team around him a little bit now. It's going to be interesting to see. This guy's going to get more open more. He's going to have less double coverages. He's going to be a factor in the Broncos offense. Tony Pollard, he's going to be the wide running back of the year. Watch it. Guarantee. Zeke's not going to sign week one. Tony's going to come in and steal that role from him. People are going to forget about Zeke very quickly. Watch. Tony out of Memphis, stud. He's going to do big things this year. Darren Waller, come on, man. Watch Hard Knocks. Darren Waller has worked his ass off. He's also a vet, so he knows what it takes. I feel like Darren Waller is going to be one of the top five, pushing it. He will definitely be a top 10 tight end. He's going to give me production value there. Derek Carr has some weapons now. It's going to be interesting to see how this year goes for them. Even if they don't win out and they're you know, a middle of the pack team, they're still going to put up a lot of points this year. Here's my pick of the year. Watch this. Ito Smith from the Falcons. He is going to take over the running back position for the Falcons. He's going to be the number one back. He's going to be a breakout back this year. Guarantee it. Mark it down. Write it down. Put it on your calendar. Put it on a note card. Put it under your pillow. It's coming true. This is why this team is ranked number two. This is an awesome team. ESPN, I don't know what the hell they're thinking. This team is very solid. Guaranteed. Put my money on it. And your number one team for this year coming out of preseason, is Wolfbag and Johnson, Mitchell's team. This team, I think, has awesome potential. That's why I got you in at number five. Watson in the fifth round, a bit of a reach for me, especially for a QB. And not a QB that I would say consistently has awesome games. Things I like about this team, though, I like Watson, man. I think he's going to do awesome this year. Now, especially that he has the weapons and he's not relying on Hopkins and Will Fuller. I mean, he's got tier one wide receivers. He's going to have a great year. Le'Veon Bell is going to have an awesome year. Stephon Diggs is going to have an awesome year. James Conner is going to have an awesome year. Those four guys right there are fucking beast mode dudes. They're going to put up points. That makes this team relevant. Now let's go to the second half of my list. Robert Woods, Evan Ingram, Michael Gallup, and Jack Doyle. Again, all of these guys are check down tight ends. They're going to get PPR value. They're going to give you points. Guarantee that they're going to put up quite a bit of points this year. Dislikes? I don't dislike anything on this team. This team is very solid. I'm impressed by it. It was a well put together team, and I think that this team's going to have fantasy points all day. Easily going to be a top three team. I see this team coming in at number one. I see them being a very hard team to beat. They may go for the regular season record of wins. It's going to be a good team. Going to be a good team, hard to beat. Nice job, Mitch. Congratulations on the number one ranking. There you have it, boys. That's the top rankings. Congratulations. Thank you for participating thus far. I look forward to having an awesome season. Pay attention. The pick'ems are coming out. The survivors are coming out. Make sure you fill those out. The first couple weeks, I'm going to remind you guys. After that, you're on your own because I got to win this shit again. All right. Good luck, and I'll see you fuckers out there.